Start out just by listing some of the characteristics that we generally think about when discussing weeds in our fields. Weeds have abundant seed production. There's rapid population establishment. Some species have long-term seed dormancy in the soil seed bank. Weeds have adaptations for spreading across broad ranges. Sometimes there's a presence of vegetative structures. And of course, weeds have the capacity to occupy sites that are disturbed by human activity. So all these characteristics that I just listed, some of these hold true for transgenic crop weeds. And what do I mean by transgenic crop weeds? These are simply crops growing where we don't want them to be, when we don't want them to be growing. Typically, volunteer crops have a more uniform emergence pattern than the native weeds in the fields. And they can act as weeds and adversely affect the current crop in the field by either competition, which can cause yield losses, or by reducing harvest efficiency. This picture, I'm sure most of you have seen this situation, is a prime example of the dispersal mechanism of how these volunteer crops get into our fields. See the grain being spread from the back of the combine there. So why is this an emerging problem? Everybody knows there's been a widespread adoption of reduced tillage systems. These reduced tillage systems don't control or cover up the seed from the previous year, allowing them to survive the winter in some cases and emerge the following growing season. There's a different herbicide usage patterns, more glyphosates being used and less of the conventional chemistries that could control some of these volunteer crops. And the bottom line is that transgenic crop plants are not susceptible to many of the predominantly used herbicides today. So today I'm going to talk to you about two studies, one for control of volunteer corn and one for the control of volunteer soybean. The objectives were to determine the level of volunteer Roundup Ready corn or soybean control achieved with cotton herbicides in a Roundup Ready cotton system. These two experiments were conducted in 2009 in Starkville, Mississippi. Stoneville 5458, Bolgard 2 Roundup Ready Flex cotton seed was planted at 52,000 seeds per acre. Visual ratings for percent volunteer control were recorded 14, 28, and 42 days after the application. There were two application timings, one pre-emergence application and followed by, in some cases, an early post-application. Now, I want to point out that the volunteer seed used in these studies, the Roundup Ready, the corn was a Roundup Ready corn volunteer seed, and the soybeans used were a Roundup Ready and STS soybean seed. This experiment was a randomized complete block, and it was replicated four times. So I'm going to take just a minute before I get into the data and kind of set these tables up. On the left here will be the list of the pre-emergence treatments, and across the top list the post-emergence treatments that followed in that case. So in this case, Cotteran applied pre, we saw 51% control of the volunteer corn. The addition of staple with Cotteran applied pre increased this control to 90%. An application of staple post-emergence showed 97%, and where Cotteran and staple was applied pre and followed by staple post, we had 99% control, so no difference there. And the same holds true for where Invoke was applied post, had 99%, and then where Invoke followed a pre-emergence application of Cotteran and staple, we still achieved 99% control. I'm going to show you several pictures today. These pictures really tell the story of what's in these data tables. This picture here, I apologize, I'm not sure why this thing, I'm not clicking that button, it just keeps moving on me. Anyway, in this picture here, Cotteran pre, you can tell we had quite a heavy population of volunteers. So this was Cotteran pre. Here we had a Cotteran and staple pre. Next is Cotteran and staple pre, which is followed by staple post. And this plot received Cotteran and staple pre, followed by Invoke post. So very clean plots there. The next treatment I'll talk about would be Direx pre, which provided 40% control of the volunteer corn. Tank mixing staple with Direx pre increases control to 90%. And again, we see excellent control where staple was applied post or Invoke was applied post. which was really regardless of whether the pre-emergence went out or not. Here is Direx pre, Mrs. Direx and Staple pre. Next is the plot where Direx and Staple was applied pre and followed by Staple post. And here is Direx and Staple pre followed by Invoke post. Next, we looked at Caparol. Caparol applied pre-emergence provided 40% control of the volunteer corn. A tank mixture of Staple and Caparol applied pre increases control to 91%. And again, as you saw with the Direx and the Cotteran, excellent control with the Staple and Invoke, regardless of whether the pre-emergence went out or not. This picture is the plot where Caparol went out pre-emergence. Here was where Caparol and Staple went out pre. Next is Caparol and Staple pre, followed by Staple post. Here is Caparol and Staple pre, followed by Invoke post. And next, we just wanted to look at Staple applied pre alone, which provided 93% control. And again, you see excellent control achieved with the Staple and Invoke. This picture shows, this was taken about 14 days after that early post application. You see the injury. Here is Invoke post. Next, this is Staple pre. Here was Staple pre followed by Staple post. This is Staple pre followed by Invoke post. Some additional treatments that we looked at included Roundup and 10 ounces of Select Max. This provided 86% control 28 days after application. Roundup and 5 ounces of Sure provided 98% control 4 weeks after application. And post-emergence Roundup and Fusilade at 6 ounces provided 88% control of the volunteer corn. So in summary, for the volunteer corn control and Roundup ready cotton, a pre-emergence application of Cotteran, Direx, or Caparol with Staple, and following that with a post-emergence application of Staple or Invoke, provided 99% control of the volunteer corn. Roundup and Assure still provided 94% control of the corn 6 weeks after the application. And a single application of Roundup and Invoke post provided equivalent control as the two-pass program with 99%. So next I'm going to move into the volunteer soybean study. It's a similar treatment structure as you saw with the volunteer corn study. When Cotteran was applied pre, 40% control of the volunteer soybeans was achieved. The addition of Staple with the Cotteran only increases control to 49%. Where Roundup and Staple went out post-emergence, we had 65% control. Following a pre-emergence application of Cotteran and Staple with a post-emergence application of Staple, increases control to 78%. And you see the Invoke provided 95% control, excellent control regardless of whether it followed the pre or went out post alone. This is the volunteer soybean. If you kind of look over here on the side of the picture, you can see what kind of population we had there. Cotteran pre, Cotteran and Staple pre, Cotteran and Staple pre, followed by Staple post. Next is Cotteran and Staple pre, followed by Invoke post. Next, we looked at Direx, which provided only 6% control of the volunteer soybeans. Adding Staple with Direx pre increases control to 36%. See that the Roundup and Staple either applied post or following the Direx and Staple, about 65 to 66%. And the same holds true again with the Invoke, with 95% control when it was applied post. This picture shows you the plot where Direx went out pre. This was Direx and Staple pre. And this was Direx and Staple pre, which is followed by Staple post. And there was the plot where Direx and Staple was applied pre and followed by Invoke post. And again, we looked at Caparol with the soybeans. It provided 0% control of the volunteer beans. The addition of staple with Caporal applied pre increased the control up to 38%. Following the Caporal and staple with a post-emergence application of staple increased the control from 65 to 75%. And again, as you've been seeing in these tables, the Invoke applied post without the pre provided 95% control. This picture has the Caporal pre. This picture shows you the plot where Caporal and staple were applied pre. Next is Caporal and staple pre, followed by staple post. Here was Caporal and staple pre, followed by Invoke post. Next, we looked at staple pre, which provided 28% control. Two passes of staple, one staple going out pre and following it with post application, provided 70% control versus 65% with just the post application. And again, staple followed by Invoke, 94%, or Invoke alone, post-emergence, 95% control of the volunteer soybeans. This picture shows you where staple went out pre. This is a staple post. Here is Invoke post. You can see the, again, this picture was about 14 days after that B application or the post-emergence application. Next is staple pre followed by staple post. And here was staple pre followed by Invoke post. So in summary, for the control of the volunteer soybeans, the Cotteran, the Direx, and the staple tank mix with or Caporal tank mix with the staple pre-emergence, and following that with an application of staple or Invoke post, provided 94 to 96% control of the volunteer beans. And again, sort of the same thing we saw with the volunteer corn, a single post-emergence application of Invoke provided 95% control of the volunteers. So in conclusion for these two studies, utilizing the pre-emergence followed by the post-emergence application of Invoke or staple, well, that may provide some additional benefits from a weed control standpoint. Really, the single post-application of staple or Invoke provided similar control, equivalent control, as the two-pass program there with 97 and 99% control, respectively. And same holds true with the volunteer soybeans. The single application of the Invoke post provided 95% control, which was as good as the pre followed by the post applications. That concludes my presentation. At this time, I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions for our speaker? Yes, sir.
Hey, Trent, you have plans for any further studies on maybe trying to control volunteer cotton or destroy a cotton stand to plant beans?
We actually do. I don't have any details on that yet, but controlling, the question was controlling failed stand. Is that right? Okay. So the question was controlling the failed stand. So we do. Is there another question? Yes, sir.
I may have missed it. You just spread that corn out ahead of planting, right?
Yeah. The question was, did we spread the corn out before planting? Yes, sir. We walked across the plot areas with a hand spreader with the Roundup Ready corn or the Roundup Ready STS beans and just overseeded it before we drug off the row and planted. And we just drug the row off and then planted the cotton into it.
I guess my question is, would you expect your results to be the same in a real situation where you actually had a corn crop there? What I'm leading up to is, have you ever looked at the difference between scattered corn seed, individual seed, versus a piece of cob, a piece of an ear that got kicked out of the
cotton? Let me see if I got that. So the question is, have we done any studies looking the way we did it, spreading the grain versus natural?
I'm leading up to what do you think is going to happen if you got a half of a year that got broke off and blown out there?
Well, the question was, what would happen if we had a half of an ear that broke off and left in the field? I think that we would achieve the control. It was, you can see from the pictures, the very heavy population. I think we might have actually overseeded a little too much for the volunteer. So I think with a lower population, we'd still see that control. Any other questions?
The seed you used, was it the current year seed, or did you have some carryover seed, or did you pick the seed up in a field?
The corn. Yes, sir. The question was, where? What was the seed source, basically? The corn seed was actually harvested grain from the previous year that we had bagged up, and we just kept it in cold storage over the winter time to use in this study. And the soybeans were actually leftover commercial bags that weren't planted, and we just came out and, you know, no treatment, just spread them out. Yes, sir.
Have you had a chance to look at controlling Roundup Ready corn and Roundup Ready cotton systems?
The question was the Roundup Ready corn and a Roundup Ready cotton. This was Roundup Ready corn in Roundup Ready cotton.
Okay. I didn't understand. Thank you.
Okay.
Any more questions for our speaker? All right, let's give him a hand.